Welcome back to another episode of Pillow Talk. You smiling like that for?
Sorry, I was just trying to be nice.
Oh, okay.
Love you.
Love you too.
With your hosts, Brandon and
Elizabeth.
So, we recorded this once already. Had to delete the whole thing because at the end, like 20 something minutes, no audio at all. So, we scrapped the whole thing, and we're going to try and start over. But I think what I'm going to do is just start straight off with the question that I had.
Okay.
That I was going to talk about, but we didn't start talking about till the end. So, my question is, what made you... Like, was there anything that told you or that you felt, how do I word it? Okay, I read this book called Love and Respect.
Mm-hmm.
It said, women need love, men need respect. It's true. It's biblical. Ephesians 5, 20 through the end of the chapter. When the first time that I remember like getting a love letter per se from, from your significant other or whatever, it wasn't a love letter. It was like an honor letter from you to me. It was like an honor letter. It was an admiration letter. It was a, thankful letter, whatever you call it. And it wasn't a letter. It was just a note, just a text message. It was either a text or it was a note in my lunchbox.
Okay.
for work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously you said you love me in it, but for the most part, it was thank you for being a good husband. Thank you for being a good dad. Thank you for going to work and sacrificing for us or whatever.
Yeah.
And that really touched me, and that first time that happened, I never told you this, but that was for me. When I was like, okay, I have to give this girl the world. It's gonna take a while, but it's good. That's my goal. Other than pleasing Jesus, I asked him to at some point allow me to just have you not worried about anything or wanting anything, like necessities met and all your wants. Even though, you know, ladies are built to want everything and more. But it's okay. It's okay. I just had to say.
You're not offending me.
but I know for a fact I don't want any cards ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like an I love you card.
I never crossed my mind to ever give you a card.
I don't want it. Like, my dad, he never got them. Well, he got them and didn't want them. And it's not even that I saw him like that, and I wanted to be like him because of that. It was just I'm good on a card. I don't want a card.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, honestly, I don't want. You don't have to give me anything. You know what I'm saying? Like those letters and at work, little notes and texting like in the day or whatever, that'd be energizing.
Really?
Yeah. And I brought that up because when I was reading the book.
The text message that I sent you last night or this morning rather.
Yeah, got me through my day because I was like, didn't want to be there at work. Yeah. So Like I said, I read the book Love and Respect. Again, recommended for anybody who is in a relationship, wants to be in a relationship, is married, anybody. And it talked about how, you know, it had, I don't know if it was a whole chapter, but it was a nice portion in the book about how, you know, there's only like love letters and love cards and all of that stuff. But, you know, most men don't want that, don't need that. But if you say thank you or I appreciate you or I admire you in some type of way, mm-hmm. that just makes men want to do everything. It makes men want to serve. You know what I'm saying?
So what is your question?
What made you do that? Like how did you know to do that? Or even if you didn't know, just what made you do that in the first place? Because like I said, it was the first, it's happened multiple times since. But without me really even knowing, never saying anything until now.
Right.
That I like that way better than a ooey gooey I love you text. You know what I'm saying? Or something like, oh, I love you so much. Like, okay. I appreciate that, but.
You done?
No, it's just that inside my nose hurts.
We'll probably have to go blow your nose. So, BJ, go take your dinner upstairs, put it on the counter, and brush your teeth. I would say that, not to sound like cliche or anything like that, but obviously, like, it just had to be the Holy Spirit. Like, the Lord had to have, like, put that in my heart, because I remember just feeling very guilty for not contributing financially.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like the only thing I could offer, the only thing that I could give you mm-hmm. was my appreciation, was to like let you know how much I see you mm-hmm. and what you do for our family. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. I see your sacrifices. They don't go unseen.
Mm-hmm.
They're very much appreciated. And just like you said, that you want to give me the world, like I want to give you the world too. Like I want to give you like all of me. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And so I just felt like this is all I can give him. Like I don't have anything other than my thanks.
Yeah.
You know? And that was like the initial thing. And I didn't realize like really like, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like what I was doing or whatever. But like hindsight, I guess, like I said, that was the Lord, because then I would have conversations with your mother
mm-hmm.
About doing that. You know what I'm saying? And like making you feel good, making you feel appreciated, like kind of like our conversation about like praising for efforts.
Yeah.
You know, like,
right,
in less words, like that's kind of like what I was doing you know
yeah.
or what she encouraged me to do.
Yeah.
And then I started reading the book, the devotional mm-hmm. and then just like other devotionals that I would come across.
Yeah.
It felt like, you know, there was just like little things that were like that these women were saying, that, you know, to praise our men
mm-hmm.
for what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. this is how men receive love.
Right.
You know, by like you telling them that they are doing a good job, that you appreciate them for being the man of the house, you know, being the provider, you know.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Why do you think that women don't do that? And I'm talking about even saved women. women that love Jesus. Why do you think they don't do that? And why even with some, like, well, just tell me why you think some women don't do that. And then I'll tell you why I think there are some men that will kind of also, like, look down on that. But go ahead. Why do you think women don't? And I'm talking in general, because obviously you do it. Obviously the women that were in that these devotionals that you read do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So there's obviously women out there that are taking this advice and doing it, but that is not like, that is not taught. Like, I didn't even know that, like, it's so not taught that I didn't even know that it was something that I needed.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a woman thing or if it's just a person thing,
mm.
that we are selfish,
mm.
and we tend to give what we want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
like, it's probably a man out there saying, I appreciate you a lot, and not saying I love you to his wife.
Because that's what he wants to hear. So usually what people will do is, like, they will, whatever their love language is, that's what they give to other people because that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it probably is just a, like, you are not putting the order.
What is it to you, fam?
Anyways, yeah, I think that could be it. It could also just be like a lack of conversation. Like, we kind of briefly were talking about mothers. Like, what is the mother's board for in Kojic Pentecostal churches? Mm-hmm. And I think
y'all had a mother's board at your Spanish Pentecostal church.
I don't know. I was too young to even care about what that was, so I really don't know. I guess I could ask my grandmother, but
yeah.
I'm assuming that Pentecostal churches, whether even if it's Spanish or English or whatever, they have to, right? Or is that maybe a Kojic thing?
It might just be.
Well, I don't know, because I thought Kojic was Pentecostal.
It is, technically. Yeah. Like, that is. It is Pentecostal. And it's... And... We say, like, yeah, the mothers, they had a mother's board, like, it was, like, organized.
Mm-hmm.
But the mother's board, what it's supposed to be for,
mm-hmm.
is described in the Bible.
Right.
So it's not like it's not biblical.
Right. So what I'm saying is that...
brush your teeth, boy.
I think that that's what it probably comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we don't really have mothers of the church,
mm-hmm.
to teach women how to be women, how to, mm-hmm. be wives, how to be mothers.
Honestly, someone that don't want that. Young people don't want that.
But that's a problem. I think that's a pride thing within the younger generation of wanting to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was like that, like, don't tell me what to do. Like, I figure it out on my own or whatever. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Give me, I need your help.
Tell me where to go, because I'm not trying to run into no walls. I'm not trying to backtrack.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tell me to go left, I'm going to go left. I'm not, mm-hmm. going right.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally don't think that there is anything wrong with a seasoned woman,
mm-hmm.
Mother, wife,
mm-hmm.
to encourage and counsel women. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have that, kind of. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have someone in our community of women,
mm-hmm.
who is older than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like she's old, but she's just older than us,
mm-hmm.
and she's been married longer and she has older kids.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when we're talking about things, we'll be like, hey, like, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah. she'll impart some wisdom, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? And it's just from a different perspective, you
right.
know?
Right, a wiser perspective.
And so I think that that is good. Whether it's a mother's board or whatever, pajamas, please. Whether it's a mother's board or whatever, like, it doesn't have to be organized.
Right, right.
But women should want to have someone in their community that's older and wiser that they can look up to and, like, have advice. And I'm not saying, like, your mom can't be it, but I really feel like you should have somebody outside of your mother or sister or somebody in your immediate family, because you need somebody to be unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And to just give a different perspective. A lot of times people in your own family, like, you kind of go through the same things. You guys mm-hmm. kind of have the same background, all this stuff.
Right, right.
And so I think it's just wiser to just have somebody that you can go to that has been through things longer, or, you know, or has been through things you've never been through. Like, you should never be the, like you said, smartest person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, always look for somebody to help mature you and, you know, mm-hmm. get you just, like, thinking critically.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like that's the reason why women don't do that. It's just, they just don't have anybody explaining it and telling them, you know, and just, like, mm-hmm. really giving them the benefits. And I think that we just need to, like, stop being selfish. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's easier to do things for people when they're doing for you. But right. really, like, we're Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do things for you, or I want to do things for you regardless what you do for me.
Right.
And honestly, that's how you'll see a big difference anyways. When you start, like, when I started to do that, or, like, you know, just change, like, and not even looking for something from you
mm-hmm.
that, like, kickstarted, like, this change in you
mm-hmm.
of where, like, okay, like, you really care about me, and, like, you really wanted to know who I am, what do I like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, not just, like, materialistic things, but emotional things, like, you know, the fact that we had that conversation and you were, like, trying to figure out, like, what is it? What does it mean for me to validate your feelings?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if all that, if that answered your question.
Yeah, no, I did. And then, like, I'll say, I think for the men that, because, and I say this be just because I was reminded of it from the, from, you know, so I saw something on social media. A wife was, you know, taking their husband, and there was a guy, a man, in the comments that said, yeah, thanks for doing what you're supposed to do, or something like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, almost like, well, why are you, like, the way that I read it, and again, it could have been a joke. I don't know who the people were. I know who the people were. I don't know who this person was. It could have been a joke. It could have been, like, whatever. But the way I read it is, that's it's unnecessary.
You want praise for something you should be doing,
right? You should be doing that. So mm-hmm. why do you need praise for that?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a nasty attitude anyway to have about anything. Like, yeah. what do we praise people for? Then?
That's what motivates Period. People to do stuff.
Period. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, why say like, everything that, whatever you do, you're supposed to do it. Like, right, whatever yeah, it is, right. Like, everything.
I'm not a robot. I have feelings. Like, I'm going to do it regardless. Right. Like, I'm going to clean this house. But best believe, it's going to hit different
yeah.
when you show me that you appreciate it. You know right. what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But it was all, it's all, it is, it's never not okay for a man to say that to their a wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's never nobody's frowning upon a guy for saying what.
She listening to what you saying.
Come on, Siri, you relax. Nobody's saying anything to a male. I don't think woman or man that says appreciative things about a woman, but it's the other way around though. It's like, I'll say there. I think that men are critical of men and women can be critical of women. That's mm-hmm. why you got like the, you know, boys and their moms are closer, and then dads and their girls are closer. So you really, you know, you criticize. But the fact that this guy says something to the wife mm-hmm. for saying something is crazy.
Mm.
It would be, I could understand if the dude, the husband, was online saying, dang, I did all of this and my wife ain't say nothing. And then a male was like, you supposed to do that.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
That makes sense.
Right.
When a woman is encouraging their husband.
The perspective of, we don't think that this is a joke.
I'm not even saying that. I think that it is. In this particular case, I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm coming from the perspective of, it's happened
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't a joke
mm-hmm.
before. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whether or not this situation was a joke or not is whatever. But I'm just saying this happens. And it's like, and it's okay.
Do you feel like that is like a male chauvinist type of an attitude?
What?
Like, what, that his comment, whatever
no.
he said.
No. No. I think that it's like a, no. A husband going online and complaining that his wife didn't say thank you
uh-huh.
for working or doing something, that's kind of male chauvinist. Like, it's like, it's like, yeah.
So
yeah,
what about a woman? What about a woman? What if she goes online and she's venting, like, you know, she's doing all this stuff, whatever, her husband doesn't.
Husband, you better get on there and say something good. You know what I'm saying? You better get online and say something good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or do something for her at the crib or something. You know
what I'm saying? Well, first of all, let me just say this. Keep your business out of social media.
Right. Don't put that out. That's insane.
Yeah. But to each his own, if that's your outlet and your spouse doesn't feel like that's disrespectful or whatever, that's cool. But my advice is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Facts.
So yeah.
Did you go and watch TV?
Yeah, you can go watch TV.
You tell me if I'm wrong, because there is a whole lot of stuff that's online, and it's stuff that
BJ, too loud. Bust through the door. Turn on the light.
It is things online that I agree with, that I'll come across and I'll see it, and I 100% agree with it, but it's also just so annoying to see.
So
you got the red pill and then you got like feminism. They're the same thing, just two sides of a different of the same coin. Red pill is just meninism, so men's rights and a bunch of garbage. Then you got feminism, which both of them have good points, but It's a bunch of mess.
Mm-hmm.
And red pill, a lot of the stuff is blaming women for a whole lot of stuff that is like, to me personally, is like, that we don't need none of that. Like, that's so unnecessary. Then we got feminist or feminist adjacent. Maybe it's not feminism, but it's like, women that are okay with posting a lot of stuff about what men need to be doing. And I personally don't think that that's like needed either. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
women keep women in line, men should be keeping men in line. You know what I mean? I also, and then this is the other thing. I'm cool with women keeping women in line when they're saying like watch out for these types of dudes. Cause yeah. in a way that does keep men in line too, because it's like, okay, there's women that are onto your games.
Right.
And they're telling other women you need to stop doing right. whatever you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But like I just see a whole lot of stuff where it's like women and even sometimes men where the way that they speak is just like is not encouraging. You know what I'm saying? To like for a man to want to do better. You know what I'm saying? Especially nowadays, because be honest, we have a lot of men that are also kind of feminine. Not kind of, they're feminine, and it's because they were raised by single mothers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And shout out to all the single mothers, but you can't raise a man. You know what I'm saying? And so then they grow up thinking that women are supposed to do everything for them, because it's very easy for a woman to do everything for their son, because that's just how they're wired.
Mm-hmm. This is what I'll say about men speaking to women about women things and
yeah.
vice versa. I just don't think that it should happen, because I cannot tell a man how to be a man, because I ain't never been a man.
Facts.
And a man can't tell a woman how to be a woman, because he ain't never been a woman.
Right.
So I agree with you. Women should be telling women how to be women, mm-hmm. and men should be telling men how to be men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that because, yes, like you said, like, yeah, women, you know, it's fine or whatever if you're talking about, like, watch out for these men or whatever. But also, like, type of woman you are attracts the type of men that you're going to attract.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just had a conversation with somebody. Like, she just continuously attracted the same man. It was like, same man, different body.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what are you projecting out there that is
mm-hmm.
causing these men to come to you, and then you're accepting that? You know what
right.
I'm saying? And then the other thing I was going to say is this, that when you have any situation where a person is deflecting the problem
mm-hmm.
to being somebody else's fault,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna be very hard to change, because you haven't accepted how you
contribute.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
like you just said something. I can't even think how you said it, but you were like, you know, very hard for men to like change or whatever because of what they're talking about on social media. And it's because, mm-hmm. well, yeah, because they're not looking at what am I doing wrong? You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, it's always somebody else's fault. And as long as it's somebody else's fault,
right,
then nothing is ever going to get better. Like, yeah. regardless, it could very well be a woman out there who was in a messed up, abusive relationship, and the mm-hmm. dude was garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that's acceptable at all. And my heart truly goes to women in domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, what could you have done
mm-hmm.
to prevent any of this from happening? You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
was there anything? Like, I literally just had this conversation with my mom, too. Like, Mom, was there any red flags
mm-hmm.
before you got knee deep in this
mm-hmm.
relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Hindsight, is there any red flags that really, like, should have told you, mm-mm, do mm-hmm. not mess with this dude, but you mm-hmm. just went past them anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, when you ask that question, she like, dang, yeah, like, low key, it mm-hmm. definitely was. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, and don't get me wrong, there's guys who definitely like portray this picture,
yeah,
before right, right. or whatever, but even still, they're like, women know.
Mm-hmm.
I believe women haven't intuition about things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, So anyways, I'm just saying, like,
and this is the thing too though, babe, like, you saying that is in no way, when I hear it, is in no way saying that it's okay for men to just stay the way that they are.
Yeah.
It, what it is a woman telling other women how they need to conduct themselves. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with, like, it's, but that is almost like, that is frowned, that's frowned upon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's, and well, it's praised when it's like, just men are the, and I already told you about this. I think that men are all of the problems, mm-hmm. but they're also the solution.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, better men is the solution. Not get rid of men.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then there's other men that are also like propping that up, propping up that in the under the guise of I'm a ally to women. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Dudes calling it, I'm a low key feminist. What? What? That's, what do you think? If a dude was to ever be like, yeah, I'm a feminist, what do you think? Like, just knee jerk reaction. What are you thinking? A dude say, yeah, I'm a feminist. Knee jerk. Okay, not even like that. Because the person didn't, that I heard this from, he wasn't like trying to get, he was like, I'm low key a feminist. Like, he just said it like a matter of fact. So I won't say it as like he trying to get on, but just, you hear that, what do you think? Because I'll tell you what guys think when...
I think it's gay. Super
gay. You're freaking homosexual.
No, but like, you're lying.
Yeah.
You're not. That's cap.
Yeah. Big cap. When dudes hear that, we're like, oh, that's a predator. Like, buddy, I'm dead serious. If most men, if a dude comes and just like, yeah, I'm a feminist, is one of, like, we used to say that back in, like, when we were, like, young. Mm-hmm. But it was a joke. Like, yeah, I love everything woman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's one thing. Or if they say it and they're like, yeah, I'm a feminist, like, oh, you're a creep. You're a creep. We need to watch you around women. Like, because you got women in your base. Like, for real. Like, it's like, if you call yourself a feminist, you're a creep. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because you're just a weasel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to do whatever you got to do to try to get as close as you can to women instead of being a man. Mm-hmm. Instead of being... It's the funny thing. The dude that said this, I don't even think that he understands what he said.
That's what I was going to say.
But it's like... And I don't think that he's a weasel, but that just don't sound... It just don't sound right.
But it could be too, like, you like really woke up our son.
Hey.
It could be.
He confused like a mother.
I got it. I get
here. I was in the car last time. I was awake. What's up, dude?
God, dog, get that finger out of there.
Man, knuckle deep. What are you hiding? Go in the room with BJ and be quiet, okay?
Do not climb over.
Okay.
Open the zipper.
Open the zipper. He's still trying to get his bearings together.
Yeah, he like, you're saying way too much right now.
Okay, you take your time, bless.
Yeah, I was just, I don't know, like, I was kind of just playing, but also wasn't playing. But let me just go back then. If I heard that, I will feel like...
What a fart, dude. And then look the other way, like, on me.
I would feel like, it just seems like something that people say without knowing what you're saying. Like, do you know what feminism is?
Yeah.
And like, are you just saying it to just like be keeping up with the Joneses type of us? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, to just kind of look good, to kind of like get the favor of the culture, basically.
Right. I sound woke.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
but what I was gonna say
mm-hmm.
is, and this is against popular opinion,
mm-hmm.
if I was somebody, I'd be getting canceled. The problem is,
mm-hmm.
is that society tells us it's okay to be a victim.
That's true.
And we're okay.
That's true.
Being in a victim mentality.
Yep.
And I'm not saying horrible things happen to good people.
Mm-hmm. Don't happen. You're not saying that horrible things don't happen to good people.
Thank you.
Or should happen to good people. Go ahead. Finish your point. Sorry.
No, you're good. Things happen.
Right.
Sucky things happen.
Right.
I have fallen victim to crappy things happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't allow those things to define me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
I did not become a victim, a product of that situation. Right. I allow that situation to better me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, no, we're not teaching that. Like, we're mm-hmm. just not teaching that. I mean, society is not teaching that.
Right.
Society's saying it's okay mm-hmm. to be a victim. Somebody really should have did better by you.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But mm-hmm. in all reality, don't nobody got to do good by you at all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They spit on Jesus.
Okay.
They beat him. To, okay. You know what I'm saying? They
you want
to
get out? Cross. Yeah.
And he didn't do nothing.
Okay.
He was innocent.
So, yeah. It absolutely sucks. I don't think that anybody should be getting beat up on, should be getting molested, raped, and all of that.
Of course.
Absolutely not. But at the end of the day, are you going to let that thing eat you up inside, tear you up, and just make, like, just essentially give birth to a bitter person?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to allow that situation to grow something and, like, just change who you are for the better?
Right.
And I'm speaking from someone who has gone through
right
those, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's not like I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you okay, dude?
Come here. You wanna lay down, mommy? Come on. It's a baby. You know, so I just don't want to come off insensitive, but it's going to come off that way because, like I said, society wants everybody to be a victim mm-hmm. because people who are a victim don't progress.
Right.
I don't want you to keep on building yourself up and being the best version of you. I want you to stay down here.
Right. So you're dependent. So you need us. Something.
Did you know that now Sandman is called
Wow.
Because
I hope that TV's not too loud, BJ.
Oh, yeah, the TV's really loud. Turn it down. Good. And tell me about it after. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, so
I agree. I definitely agree. And it sucks because it's like that what like okay, so women are high in negative emotions. So basically, you know, you guys have more anxiety, more depression, more just, you know, you feel more, right.
And that's not to say men don't.
Right, we feel differently.
Because the men can be depressed. Some men can experience anxiety.
Right.
But women
We all have a form of depression, which it when you lose, you get depressed. It activates motivation for you to go and achieve better things, to do better. All of us, you have to have anxiety a little bit. Everybody has anxiety if you're actually alive and not doing dumb things. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because nobody walks down a busy street just looking down at their phone unless they have a death wish. That is anxiety. You not walking down the street on your phone when there's cars going by and stuff like that is a piece of anxiety because you have to be aware of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have anxiety for, you know, for that
things that just don't make sense.
Exactly.
Like, that's
and it
what
affects
the
your life. Then, you know, you need a diagnosis and you need help. Debilitating.
The debilitating thing about anxiety, like that's anxiety right. that we like
that you know, get
that
diagnosed.
That it's like I don't even know what's wrong with me. Like I'm just sitting at home worried, can't even sleep. But it don't make sense.
So what was I saying? So women are like that, and then men are just are less than that, more optimistic, stuff like that. Stuff doesn't bother us the same. And so and so when you have that, and then you realize how many people are raised by just women, father not in their life, because he doesn't, and a lot of it is also because the mom does. I know a guy at work, you know, he shouldn't have been messing around with so many women, but he also was one of those guys who wanted to, who absolutely wanted to be in his children's life, and the mothers kept their kids out of his life. He wasn't a bad dude, wasn't a criminal, none of that. He was a Muslim, but or is a Muslim, but you know, you won't hold that against him. He wasn't a bad dude, or in us, you know.
Come on, forgive him.
Or forgive him. Exactly. Forgive him, Jesus. It's okay. But they kept him out of and now they're his kids are getting older and they're coming around and starting to talk to him because they're doing what most older people do. When people get older and their father may have been out of their life, they usually want to know why. Then they start finding out, oh, mom was lying to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She was saying that you're such this, you're such a horrible person. All of that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that that's all situation, because it's a lot of situations where, no, that nigga was nasty. He was bogus. He didn't want nothing to do with you. He said, I want you to get an abortion. Like, all types of crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that to say that that is all men, but that is definitely a nice portion of men. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That actually want to be in the life, in their kids' life, and don't are not afforded the opportunity because the mother doesn't want it. So anyway, you have that, and then you're raised by these, you know, these, you know, women, not these women, just women, period. And so you start to just act a little bit more feminine, not gay, not none of that, but just more feminine because that's all you know.
Yeah.
So then you start to get those, you know, that a lot more negative emotion than you would normally have if you had a dad in your life that was like, hey, man, you got to suck it up and keep it pushing.
Why do you feel like men provide like a sense of security for the household?
You said do you
why
feel, why
yeah
I don't know, just because that's how that was just God's design. I don't know. Like I was just thinking about, not just now, but thinking of before, about how we have single fathers, and statistically single fathers, the children of single fathers do better than children of single mothers. You know what I'm saying? And that sounds like that's an indictment on mothers. It's not. It's just showing you the importance of a father.
Right.
How much more important they are than society and than we actually think. Than even I thought before. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a grandmother that defied those odds. You know what I'm saying? My mom is a teacher. Now she's a professor. My aunt is I don't know exactly right, but I ain't some type of executive. She's doing very well for herself. Oh, and then my uncle, he been in the military for like 20 years.
Right.
So nobody's a bum. Nobody went to jail. But also, if you go to jail, how many of y'all didn't have a dad? 90% of the hands are going up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, my grandmother is an outlier. Your mother is an outlier. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's not, that's not, y'all not normal. Yeah. Y'all are the outliers. Mm-hmm. So you're the outlier.
But your mother and your aunt and uncle did have male figures.
That too. That too is very important they're like, and a lot of the times nowadays is like, they don't need that. Or if they have some type of male figure in their life, that if their male exemplifies any type of masculinity, it's called toxic. And it's not even like there is, and it's not even toxic masculinity to me is not a thing. If anything that you could tell, because a lot of times toxic masculinity, they are just describing masculine traits. And then once you start actually describing something that you would say, oh, that's toxically masculine, I would be like, that's not even masculine. That person is just gross. Right. That person is just toxic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's no toxic masculinity and toxic femininity. It's just that person is just toxic. Just They're trash. Not good. They're just trash. They're just nasty. Yeah. And they just need to.
They became like this definition for like people, like other. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like these gaga people became like the mascot for other people. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I get what you're trying to say. But that's where it started. And then it moved to, just being male is toxic. You know what I'm saying? Anything masculine is toxic. Unless there's a woman that wants to try and be a male, then that's okay. And I'm not even talking about trans. I'm just talking about a woman that wants to do things that are male dominated. Okay. It's okay. Let her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's okay to encourage all women to want to be that. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, if you got no choice but to do that, then okay. But
also, why do you have no choice? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll be thinking about, like, your grandmother. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not ready to be that vulnerable and transparent. I'm not ready. You be okay with you be okay with, you know what I'm saying, going there, because that's how y'all talk. My family not there yet. We not there to have honest conversations, if you catching my drift. So I don't even want to, unless it's got to be positive. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get into that, because what I have to say about that and what I think about that is...
Okay, fine. We'll talk about my grandmother.
Okay.
She's old.
Okay, that's your grandma.
You know what I'm saying? I know. What am I saying?
Oh, what are you saying?
I'm trying to have the conversation. I'm trying to talk about this topic. You know, you saying like, why... I said, if you have no choice, then, you know what I'm saying, then okay, you got to like, you know?
Right. Right.
So I'm saying, I'm just saying, like, what about my grandmother? You know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't have a choice. Grandpa died. Even before Grandpa died, they were not together. And so now she's raising this boy by herself.
Right.
So it's like she has no choice, right? Because the male figure that is in his life is Gaga. So you know what I'm saying? So that is an example of a...
But she has a choice. She has a choice.
Maybe she doesn't.
And she did. Okay, she doesn't feel like she has a choice, but she has a choice. She had a choice and decided that I know best. I can raise a boy on my own. I'm a woman. I don't need no man. I could raise a boy on my own. I don't need that. I don't. You don't. You. Whatever you say. Oh, okay, cool. But no, just. It's gonna be done my way. You know what I'm saying? And I'll take it sometimes if you guys are around, but then when I'm by myself, I'm just gonna do it my way, instead of doing the things that needed to be done.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So we don't have to go into the deepest details, but that is how I feel about that. You always have
a
choice.
Don't at feel some like point any just like woman you said, has a choice. Like, not, she doesn't not have a choice to have a male figure in her child's life, children's life.
Correct.
Like, so you're telling me you die.
Yeah.
I'm stuck with four kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a choice. I gotta find a male figure to be in their life. No,
you do have a choice, but you have a choice not to do it.
I know what I'm saying, though. You're saying it's unacceptable to...
Yes, it's unacceptable.
Choose not to have a male figure in their life.
Correct. Like, a coach will do.
Can my dad?
Your grandfathers can do. Coaches can do.
Okay.
Somebody solid male at church can do.
Okay.
You know, people that you vet, obviously.
I'm not remarrying.
Okay. But people, obviously, that you vet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you make sure that they aren't caca.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Not just any male.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's got to be somebody that you know that you've vetted and that you, that can, that you obviously see the fruit of their life.
Okay. So this is good. So this is my point then for women out there who feel like I just, being in a relationship is just not for me. Like, I messed up. I'm cool. Like, I'll be single for the rest of my life. I ain't dealing with no, I ain't having no entanglements or nothing. Like, I'm gonna just be celibate.
Cool.
Okay. But you got a kid. So I'm just asking these questions because I want them to understand that that doesn't mean that your children should go without a male figure. It ain't gotta be your buddy, you know,
right.
Boyfriend, not girlfriend. Oh Lord.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, husband, whatever. It can be a male figure, a coach, somebody in your church. But like you said, somebody that you trust, somebody that you vetted, and you have to allow them to have like tough conversations. Like, you can't you can't have, you know, little Johnny and his coach, like his coach is like talking to him and trying to show him how to be a man and this, that, and the third. And then when little Johnny come back, you like, nah, you know, pretty much essentially like undermining everything his mm-hmm. coach just said.
Exactly.
Because at this point, then what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because if they're saying something that you don't necessarily agree with or how they say it or something, it's like, why you didn't, you either didn't do your vetting correctly or you are being a know-it-all and you are just doing it, you're just having a man in their life just for show,
right?
Instead of actually allowing that male to pour into them and to really, you know, get them to understand what it is to be a male, what they need to do, and the things that are acceptable and not acceptable. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir.
You know, we got here. What we started talking about was men being, you know, critiquing men and women critiquing women. And
the whole podcast started with love and respect.
Yeah. But you know. Tangents, but I did want to just go back to the thing that I was saying before about the men should say whatever to men there.
No.
But I was saying that it'd be women that are reposting these things that I agree with, but I just don't like that as a woman, it just bothers me. This, you know what I'm saying? It's not, and it's like, I wish I wasn't bothered by it. I wish I wasn't bothered by it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's like...
No, not that one. Wait. Let's see. That water. The water bottle. Right
next here. To the dinosaur.
This one. That water bottle. That one. Are you farting?
He's definitely over there farting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like... even if you agree with it, it's like, okay, keep it to yourself. Because I might see something that I agree with in this, but it's like... But they talking about that's a woman thing. I'm not about to sit here and repost that because
what I feel like sometimes? Like, I feel like when I see stuff on social media that, like, you know, I might agree with, I sometimes I don't like it because I just feel like this is kind of toxic. Like, yeah. That's just how I feel. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that be the other thing, too. It be people that's like, I know they not toxic, but that just bothered me.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not trying to be the post police.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's just like, man, why did you do that?
Right.
Like, I like you. I know you in real life. Why'd you just put that up there? You know what I'm saying? And it'd be stuff that I agree with, but it's like
this really do be happening, but yeah. Like, what was your purpose?
Right.
Like, are you doing it to be educational? Are you doing it to be messy? What? But it just feels like if I like it or if I like interact with these kinds of posts, I'm just adding to the toxicness.
Yeah, the toxicity. Probably not even the word.
Of you know, social media. And I just like,
Because
there's only so much context you can put
right
in a short little reel,
right,
in a short little status.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
but it's because even though that, like, I don't know, I think my algorithm has just kind of, because I stopped looking at like the red pill stuff, like, because at first I was just kind of curious. I was like, why are these men on here talking like this about, like, this is nuts. And then you realize some of them are just being entertaining and they're trying to entertain or whatever, but it's like, I'm still not cool with it. This is just, you know, this is just nasty business. Yeah. And then other ones are, you if you listen to them long enough, like, oh, you got hurt. You were hurt at some point by women. You were hurt at some point by your mom. So you kind of have this hatred towards women because, you know, you were hurt and, you know, back then they didn't want me, but now they all owe me or whatever that song is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you get on here and you talk crazy or whatever. So, but again, it's just like, you know, sometimes they don't even live this way, but they're just, this is just what makes money online.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, okay, cool. I'm not really worried about what you're saying because you are on the fringe of this meninism stuff. And then you are in the feminism. I'm not really going to hear what, you know, women that are on that far side, that fringe is saying because, okay, I know where you're coming from. This is entertainment. You may believe it or may not, but this is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's the people that's in the middle that'll take some of that stuff from the fringe and then repost it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't think you understand what you're doing and understand that this is detrimental to men and women.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at first in my head, because it is a whole lot of stuff coming out now in like studies of how bad young men are doing. Then, because it's the statistics and all of the mess and the garbage, it's not looking good for young men at all, and it's also not looking that well for young women. And it's because of the over hype or over masculinization, basically, of women. And then the over-feminization of men. So men are told to have your feelings and be in your feelings now, and it's okay, and it's okay to be mediocre, it's okay to be average, you don't have to. That's another thing I want to talk about, what mediocre, average, and regular, what the definition of the stuff. Anyway, but it's okay, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to, you know, if you're not into sports, it's okay, you can, you know, tap into your feminine, your divine feminine. I've heard that before. That's crazy. That sounds insane. Then women, be a boss babe. You know, you don't need a man. You go out there and take over the world. And
I don't like that boss babe is negative. I have an entrepreneurial mindset, so it makes me feel like if I pursue my entrepreneurial desires, then I'm becoming these toxic.
I don't think that you, I don't
masculine men, women.
I I don't think that Boss Babe automatically makes you Alexa off. I don't think that Boss Babe automatically means just any woman with an entrepreneurial spirit, which, to be honest, I think that it is probably most women have that. I think that most women have that, and it's just taken to the extreme of, okay, now I need to be telling a whole bunch of people what to do. You need to listen to me just because I'm a woman. Well, I'm a woman. You know what I'm saying? And we know best type attitudes. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying, though? Huh? What?
What?
What'd you say?
I said we know best.
You're right. Okay, yeah, y'all do. But what I'm saying is, it's that okay, so a lot of dudes, whether they're an entrepreneur or just they just go to work, it's like, okay, I need to go out here and conquer, and I'm gonna lose sleep, I'm gonna lose a whole lot of stuff that maybe I need, put a lot of sacrifice into this to make this happen.
Mommy.
Yes.
This one isn't on.
Okay, that's great. Put it away.
Is it over? It's time to be over, Blessy.
Yes.
You just ended the pot? He just said yes. All right, dude. It's time for bed. Okay. Anyway.
Sir.
We can pick this back up. The next episode, because I saw some just stuff that just hurt my heart about, you know, with the kind of this subject from two males, a woman, a boss babe that I was like, go ahead, girl, and two dudes that was just like, y'all are some marks, y'all are bums. That woman, she knows best, my nigga. Like, y'all are some bums. But
well, say it, don't spread it.
All right, guys, peace.